Today, we're going to be looking at Blanks by 13 Studios, and I'm going to give it my honest review. Let's get it. Now, for the fabric and the feel, it's honestly pretty average. There's probably a lot more polyester in this yarn than needs to be, but unfortunately, that's the trend, especially in 2024. Manufacturers are constantly trying to cut corners, but what's new? Now, for the weight and GSM, it's honestly like, I wouldn't really say heavyweight. I kind of say midweight. They say it's 450 GSM. I haven't gotten it tested yet, so don't take my word on it, but it does feel kind of light.
Fanta light, friends.
Now, for the cut, it's all right, but you know, in my opinion, the cut needs to really complement the fabric. See, if you're looking for an oversized sculpture look, the fabric needs to be thicker and heavier. You're also going to need a specialized fabric with a dense knit. And to be honest, it doesn't fit how I thought it would after seeing the pictures on their website, but that might just be me. Now, the SPI is actually pretty good. When I was doing it, it said 10 to 12 stitches per inch, which is actually pretty good. So they did a good job there. Now, my final thoughts and leading into the overall construction and craftsmanship of the garment, I would say it's above average. It's not that bad of a hoodie, but for $85, is it worth it?
Hell no. No.
So when I bought it, it was $65 per hoodie. So that would lead me to believe that they obviously are upgrading the fabric, right? But you never know. 2024, people are getting scammed, calling luxury hoodies, but they're really not. Y'all know who has the luxury hoodies. 7th Earth Studios. I said my piece. Y'all have a good one.